If you are currently retreating and you're not going into this market as a buyer, as an investor, you know in your soul that recessions are the time to push in. But if you can't get out of your head and you can't get away from the fear, you're going to live a continued life of mediocrity. If you can overcome your fears right now and insecurities, you will succeed in this marketplace right now, because I'm telling you, the opportunities are coming back. All right, Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing our current strategy for acquiring apartments. That's what we do. We keep it simple. We buy apartments, and the economy is retracting. I don't care what you tell me. There's a recession right now, and it's happening. I don't care what you tell me. You know what that's done for me? What? It's made me feel alive again. The past 2 years, I have been in a business prison camp, and I realized it yesterday. I'm coming out of my shell. People did not value my dollars, and it was pissing me off, okay? Oh, Gino, I'm going to tell you right now. I felt like it was a privilege to be able to buy goods and services, okay? That is not how this shit works, okay? And the supply chain is coming back. The government stopped printing money temporarily, and the Fed is raising interest rates, and I'm partying, baby. Deals are coming back. I can negotiate with vendors again. I have a hard time surviving if I can't negotiate with vendors, all right? Bottom line. And this has led to a level of happiness that I haven't felt in years. I'm being completely serious right now. So, G-Daddy, lay it out for the folks. Our internal predictions, what we're doing right now, what the buy side looks like. I'm kicking my feet up. It's paradise again, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jake. And before I get into the predictions, I'm going to get a little, what do we say, a little intervention here for you.
Oh, shit. And oh, shit. Dude, I've had my intervention. I don't need one. I'm ready to go, man. Get me on the battlefield.
I'm going to explain to the people why Jake feels that way. Because Jake is a value investor, and he's a value creator. So we have a property management company. We have multifamily assets. We are out there trying to create value. And what happens when you're going to the top of the market, there's a lot of euphoria. There's a lot of stupidity. There's a lot of FOMO, fear of missing out.
Everybody feels good spending money, except for me.
Well, spending money, you're not investing the money, right?
That's
even
right.
when you're purchasing something, even when you're buying a luxury, you still want to feel as if you're even if you're paying $200,000 for a car, you want to feel as if you're getting value for that $200,000. Mm-hmm. Not like you're doing them a favor by buying
That's
the car.
Right. And it's by a the privilege way, to buy the damn thing. Yes.
What's going on with the used cars all of a sudden? Down 30% in the dealers. So you see the writings on the wall. The economy is starting to contract, and they can tell you what you want to rename the definition of what a recession is. Go right ahead.
I don't give a shit anymore. Call it
the definition of what a recession is. We feel, we know there's something going on because we've been euphoric. We've been on the
It's not how we feel. We see it in pricing.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Yep. Yes, but we've had the hit. We've had the run-up, yeah. Right? And the irony right now, as we're speaking, crypto's making a rally right now. Don't understand what's going on. It's up 20% in the last week. Can't figure that out. But I look at it and I say, huh, do I want to be that long-term? Not sure. But getting back to your situation, it's important everybody out there right now. Interest rates are rising. Things are going to slow down. That's the natural progression. Go back and have a history lesson. After every preceding of every recession, rates rise. Rates rise, cost of capital gets more expensive, things start slowing down, people stop spending money. Now, not the ultra rich, they just figure out that they can find bargains. And that's what Jake's-
No, they get excited. Right?
Exactly. Now it's all of a sudden, hey, I haven't really invested or bought a lot of stuff. I've got a lot of capital, whether you have whole life insurance policies with a ton of cash value, or you have savings accounts.
Oh, you're drooling right now.
Yeah. Yes, because it's coming back. And you said, you know, what's our strategy? Our strategy right now is to buy deals. And in the next 18 to 24 months, we know rates are coming back down. They're going to, because you're going to get into a recession. Things are going to slow down. And then all of a sudden, what's going to happen in a couple of years?
They let a little air out of the balloon.
Exactly. Yep. All of a sudden, we can't let the president look bad or any party who's in power look bad. And this is not Democrat, Republican, because the Republicans do the same thing. Yep. Do it all the time. So in 2 years, rates are going to drop back down and we're going to be able to refi out between $30 and $50 million worth of loans. And we're predicting 4.5%, Jake, 4.75%. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're buying deals right now. Deals are coming back. You know why we know they're coming back?
Loan to cost value add deals, Gina. That's the key. We're buying value add loan to cost deals right now. Yep.
And it's exciting because we're closing on a deal this Friday. I mean, it's a $9 million deal. It's 128 units. We haven't closed on a deal that big in a couple of years because the values weren't there. But we're long-term. The 100-year brand talks about long-termism. And if you do one or two deals a year like this during the, what I would say, the down market, because the down market is when everyone's buying and there's no value there. If you can stick through, and we bought a couple hundred units over the last 18 months, smaller deals, a 40 unit, a 20 unit, they were really good. But now we see the opportunity coming and saying, wow, these sellers who were on the sidelines a year ago, they should have sold a year ago, but they're like, hey, I'm not going to sell my property. I have nowhere to put my money. Now their thought is, holy crap, I need to sell because we're going into the recession and prices are dropping like a rock in water. I need to sell. I don't care what I need to do with my money. Oh, by the way, maybe they'll do seller financing because I don't need it, but I can make another 5% of my money. And that's exactly what happened to us. And that's what's going to happen in these next 18 to 24 months. We're going to be buying deals with community banks.
God, it feels good.
We're going to buy 2 years IO, right, bro? We're going to get 2 years of IO in these deals. And the next 2 years, rates come back down. We're going to refi out of these deals, possibly go back to the community bank. And if not, bring them to agency. We've done that. Rinse and repeat, baby.
I want everyone to stop right now. And I want you to listen up because I'm speaking to you directly. If you are currently retreating, be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself right now. If you are currently retreating, if you are not going into this market, if you are currently retreating and you're not going into this market as a buyer, as an investor, you know in your soul that recessions are the time to push in. But if you can't get out of your head and you can't get away from the fear, you're going to live a continued life of mediocrity. If you can overcome your fears right now and insecurities, you will succeed in this marketplace right now because I'm telling you the opportunities are coming back. But if you're one of the ones pulling back saying, I'm going to wait, go ahead and buy retail because this is the opportunity to buy at a discount. That's all I got to say about that.
Jake, the power question. Everyone needs to ask this power question. We just had a guest on talking about it. What would you do if you weren't afraid? If you weren't afraid of the market, what you do, you'd be buying right now. So think about that. Take away the fear and know that if you can go back to 2008, 2009, and 2010, everyone says, I should have bought more. Well, we're at the precipice. We are at the cusp of that great recession.
And I don't know how long this one's going to last, guys. This might be a blip. This might be a short one. Okay. So you may need to get it now. You may need it. This may be your opportunity right now. You may be.
So what would you do if you weren't afraid? And what am I afraid of? What are you afraid of? Ask yourself those two questions. You'll get the honest answers. And when you come down to it, all you're afraid of is the unknown. Well, we know for sure that this is going to reset and prices are going to come down. We don't know how long, but that's what we see going forward.
Get me fired up, man. Hey, gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. It's the G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.